Parker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Gerard. Gilzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Excuse for business of the House. Burley. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. Galizio. Gerard. Jensen. Nolan.
The flag salute will be led by Representative Arnie Roblin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The opening ceremony today will be presented by Kim Stafford, reading one of his own poems. He is from Portland, and he is a guest of Representative Carolyn Tomei.
I'm going to give you a little poem about a hero of mine, an Nez Perce woman named Louise High Eagle, who used to live in Lapway, Idaho. When you visited her, you learned to sit quietly and understand each other, but every once in a while, she had something to say. I went upriver to visit Louise, stopped at the market to give her a call. She's always home working on her beads. You know Louise. I knocked at the door. She shuffled me in, had all her bead work spread out on a board. I bought some things and asked how she was. She looked away. I looked out the window to say my goodbye. The sun was low and the day was cold. But then Louise started to speak, and I listened to Louise. She said, "We went down to Phoenix to visit the Pope that summer when he was there. I was wearing my red dress that day with the white shells on. My friends, they all said they saw me on TV. They said, 'Louise, did you touch the man?' Well, I reached out my hand, but then I was afraid and I pulled away. And the man beside me shook the Pope's hand, and then the crowd moved him along. We got in our truck and started for home, driving toward Idaho. As we drove along, I was working on my beads. My fingers shook and I dropped a few. My little grandson, he laughed and he said, 'Why do those old things?' Well, I didn't like what I felt then. I took his arm and I looked in his eye. I said some things that I'd say again. I love that boy. I said, 'It is hard when you sew one bead at a time. My hands are shaking. My eyes have grown dim. But are you too lazy or are you too rich to sew one bead at a time? Well, Louise was through. I said goodbye, drove over the bridge at Spalding for home, on up the canyon past Kendrick for Troy as the dark came on. I went up the switchbacks, came out in the wheat field, left the car, looked up at the stars, and thought about Louise. It is hard when you sew one bead at a time. My hands are shaking, my eyes have grown dim. But are we too lazy or are we too rich to sew one bead at a time? So from the people at Oregon to those who truly sew one bead at a time, our gratitude.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stafford. Courtesies. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleague, help me extend courtesies to our wonderful poet today, Kim Stafford. Kim Stafford is the founding director of the Northwest Writing Institute at Lewis and Clark College and the author of Early Morning, Remembering My Father, William Stafford. He has received two creative writing fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, and his book, Having Everything Right, won a Western States Book Award in 1986. He received an Oregon Governor's Arts Award in 1998. Kim is at work founding the William Stafford Studio, a place to savor and advance Oregon's literary work. We are so pleased to have Kim Stafford here with us today. Even though we are one day late, he is helping us celebrate National Poetry Month, which is April. Happy May Day, colleagues, and happy May Day to William Stafford. Thank you.
Further courtesies? Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President from the Senate Dispatch, Senate Bills 337, 586, 753, and 982. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President from the DSI, Senate Bill 2, 5503, 5538, 5546. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President from the DSI, Senate Bill 200, 204, 8, House Bill 2405.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. Committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports, propositions, and motions. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'm asking you to concur on the Senate amendment to House Bill 2073. It is an easy amendment on page 4 of the printed A and Gross Bill, line 26. We delete a statewide food bank.
Representative May, just state your motion at this point.
Oh, I move for concurrence on the Senate amendment to House Bill 2073.
Representative May moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2073 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence to House Bill 23 to the Senate amendment on page 4 of the printed A and Gross Bill. There's line 26. Delete a statewide food bank and insert the Oregon Food Bank.
Further discussion? Representative Tomei, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Those who are of the opinion that we should concur in the Senate amendments and repass House Bill 2073B will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Scott, how do you vote? Scott votes aye. Representative Holvey, how do you vote? Holvey votes aye. Representative Shields, how do you vote? Representative Shields. Representative Shields is off the floor. Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Representative Beyer? Representative Beyer is off the floor. Representative Flores is off the floor. Representative Richardson votes aye. Beyer and Shields are excused from business of the House. The motion to concur in the Senate amendments, having received constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move House Bill 3535 be pulled from the committee to the floor.
House will stand at ease. Representative Richardson moves that House Bill 3535 be withdrawn from the Committee on Ways and Means. You may speak to the motion. Mason, Section 491, Subparagraph 4, says not in order to discuss the merits of a bill. Upon a motion to withdraw the bill from committee, debate in such cases must be confined strictly to the purpose of the motion, for if this were not true, the merits of any question could be forced under discussion merely by making a motion to withdraw. Representative Richardson, to your motion.
Mr. Speaker, colleagues, as this session moves toward its final phases, we still have not funded Oregon State Police. It's vitally important that we assure that public safety be at the top of the list. This bill, by bringing it to the floor immediately, will allow us to have a final vote on a system that will allow dedicated funding for our state police in the future.
Further discussion? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the motion. Obviously, colleagues, we just had this discussion less than a week ago. This bill is now back in Ways and Means and will be getting full and fair consideration along with all the other bills in Ways and Means. Makes absolutely no sense to withdraw it back to the floor. We've had this debate, but I would encourage a no vote on this motion.
Representative Olson, further discussion of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. Just want to point out that we're well past the 108 days now in the session, and we now have 128 fatalities on this state. I do think that we need to move quickly with funding the state police for 24-hour coverage. Thank you.
For the discussion, Representative Holvey, to the motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question.
Representative Holvey moves the previous question. Representative Wisnett requests a call of the House. He is joined in that request by Representative Esquivel, Representative Hanna, Representative Witt, Representative Olson, and Representative Maurer. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. Sergeant at Arms at 10, and the clerk will call the roll. Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Beyer Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley, Burley, Burley Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Clem Cowan,
Dallum, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Galizio, Garrard, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Jensen Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Nolan Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Byer, Burley, Clem, Dingfelder, Galizio, Garrard, Jensen, McPherson, Nolan, Shields.
The House will wait for the absent members. All members are present. All those in favor of closing debate will vote aye, and they will do so in a moment. Those opposed no will vote no, to the bill will vote no, and the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Witt, how do you vote? Witt votes aye. Representative Girard, how do you vote? Girard votes no. Representative Olson, how do you vote? Olson votes no. Motion having received the required majority is declared adopted. Representative Richardson, do you wish to close on your motion to remove House Bill 3535 from the Ways and Means Committee?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, colleagues, as we learned from the debate that we had last week, House Bill 3535 is not about immediate funding. It has no place in Ways and Means, but it does have place and will have an effect on future funding. We know it won't go into effect until July 1st, long after this session ends. And so we have the opportunity to bring it to the bill, to bring this bill to the floor today, pass it today, and tell the eyes of Oregon who are watching us from all over this state that we care about assuring that there will be dedicated funding in the future for Oregon State Police. So please vote aye and bring this bill to the floor today. Thank you.
Those are the opinion that House Bill 35, call of the House. Representative Wisnett asked for an oral roll call vote. That requires him to be joined by five other members. Representative Hanna, Representative Dallum, Representative Thatcher, Representative Olson, and Representative Berger, join him in that. And a representative moved or called for call of the House. Can you identify yourself? Who called for the call of the House? Representative Scott asked for call of the House. He is joined in that request by Representative Barnhart, Representative Nelson, Representative Dallum, Representative Flores, and Representative Crummell. Doorkeepers will bar the door. Sergeant Arms at 10, and the clerk will call the roll. Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hanna, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummell, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnett, Witt, Mr. Speaker.
I have Boone with Schaffler.
Excuse, not subject to the call. One, Shields. Representative Wisnett, did you intend to be in the queue?
No.
No, okay. All members are present. Those with opinion that House Bill 3535 should be withdrawn from the Committee on Ways and Means will vote aye. Those opposed, no, and the clerk will open the voting system. There will be an oral, alphabetical roll call vote, and the clerk will call the roll. Barker.
No.
Barnhart.
No.
Berger.
No.
Beyer.
No.
Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Gerard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Pulvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnett. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Voting no. Barker, Barnhart, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Buckley, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Galizio, Gelzer, Greenlake, Holvey, Hunt, Comp, Kotek, McPherson, Nathanson, Nolan, Reed, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Tomei, Witt, Mr. Speaker. Excused, not subject to the call. One, Shields, or not subject, excused, Shields. The motion requiring 31 votes has received a vote of 29 in favor, 30 opposed, and one absent. The motion, one excused. The motion fails. Further propositions and motions, Representative Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to HJM 6 and readopt the bill.
Representative Bruin moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Joint Memorial 6A and readopt the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, you'll remember that we passed HJM 6 probably a month, maybe 5 weeks ago. It went to the Senate. The Senate amendments simply clarify the name of the study that recommended that Congress establish the Ice Age Floods National Geologic Trail and adds a clause regarding the finding of the Willamette meteorite in my district near Westland in 1902.
Representative Bruin, can you hold for just a moment? If members are leaving to Ways and Means, please come check in with the clerk before you depart so we can track you and know exactly where you are and get you back quickly if we need to. I'm sorry, Representative Bruin, for the interruption. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, the Senate amendments just acknowledge the name of the study as well as acknowledge the fact that the Willamette meteorite was found in my current district in 1902. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I ask that we repass HJM 6.
Further discussion, Representative Lim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I rise in support of the HJM 6A engrossed But I just want
to... To the memorial. To the memorial. Go ahead.
To the memorial. Yes, thank you. Colleague, just to pay your attention to the line 13, whereas the Willamette meteorite, which weighs 31,107 pounds. That's the point I'd like to bring it up. This Willamette meteorite is in New York Museum. That was found more than 100 years ago near West Lynn and the Willamette River. That's why it's called the Willamette River. The stone is named Heavenly Visitor because it's come from heaven or possibly moon. And Mr. President and colleague, I want to bring this stone back to our state where it was found before. This belongs to our state, and we need to bring stone back. And as a matter of fact, I want this Willamette meteorite called Oregon meteorite. So I just give you the information to you. Maybe if not now, sometime future, we hope to bring this stone back to our state, which will bring a lot of jobs and economic development. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Representative Bruin, do you wish to close on your motion? He does not. Those in favor of concurring in the Senate amendments on House Joint Memorial 6A will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. The motion to concur in the Senate amendments on House Joint Memorial 6A, having received constitutional majority, is declared adopted. Further propositions. First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2708 relating to construction agreements. House Bill 2799 relating to district attorneys. House Bill 3267 relating to task force on coordination of behavioral science research and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3400 relating to fall protection declaring an emergency.
Bills read second time or passed to third reading. Consent calendar. Clerk will read the bill in short summary.
House Bill 3096 relating to licensure of dentist. Modifies requirements for licensure as denturist.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3096. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system.
Representative Bruin, how do you vote? Representative Burley, how do you vote? Excuse for business of the House. House Bill 3096, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Greenlick, for what purpose do you rise?
May I request a return to courtesy?
Representative Greenlick requests unanimous consent to return to the order of courtesies. Is there objection? Hearing none, please go ahead.
Thank you. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce an honorary page who's in the back today, Ty Parr. And Ty is a seventh grader at West Sylvan Middle School. He's the son of Jim and Laura Parr. He's a Boy Scout, as his dad was an Eagle Scout. He's working, I suspect, towards his dad's status. He's interested in engineering and architecture. But the most important thing is that he's my neighbor, and he's the one who comes to rescue me when I need snow shoveled off the wheelchair ramp and wood carried in. And I appreciate that, and I hope you'll say hello to Ty today and offer him the courtesies of the House. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further courtesies, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like to, although he's not here today, but it was announced that last night a constituent of mine, Mr. G. Douglas Bundy, who lives in Cannon Beach, was named the Oregon Symphony Teacher of the Year. He's a band instructor, director at Oloa High School, and he's a graduate of Portland State University, one of my alma maters. And he received his music degree in 1996, his master's degree in education in 2000, and he gained his music skills at PSU's Lincoln Hall, which we all know is in dire need of repair. PSU is to be commended for excellent graduates, and please join me in sending congratulations to Mr. Bundy.
Welcome to the Capitol. And the speaker would also like to welcome one of our honorary pages for today, Alexandra Wood, who's already doing duty in the back of the chamber. She goes to West Sylvan Middle School and is a guest of Representative Nolan. Thank you for helping us out today. We're still under consent calendar, and the clerk will read the bill and a short summary.
House Bill 2583 relating to indemnity allows public agency in agreement for joint or cooperation action with public agency in another state to require the public agency in other state indemnify public agency in this state.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2583. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Boquist, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2583, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Third reading of House bills. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2781, relating to constructional liability insurance and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2781. Representative Polvey.
Madam Speaker, I move House Bill 2781 be referred to the Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules.
Representative Polvey moves to re-refer House Bill 2781A to the Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules. To your motion.
Madam Speaker, since this bill has passed out of the Consumer Protection Committee, this bill, which was intended to look at the availability and affordability of construction contractor liability insurance, a big issue in the state of Oregon, it appears that perhaps this bill, if passed, may actually restrict the availability of insurance due to a threat by the surplus lines to move out of the market. So I believe it needs further consideration in another committee. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Seeing no one further in the queue, Representative Holvey, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Madam Speaker. I think I've said enough.
Representative Hanna asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Scott, Representative Wisdent, Representative Flores, Representative Maurer. And we need one more, Representative Richardson. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barker Barnhart. Berger. Berger, Beyer. Beyer, Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley, Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Clem, Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Dingfelder, Chris Edwards. Chris Edwards, David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Galizio, Gerard. Gerard Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gilman Gerard,
Greenlick. Greenlick Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Jensen Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Crummel Lim. McPherson. McPherson Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Riley Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Fire. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. Galizio. Jensen. Crummel. McPherson. Nolan. Riley. Excuse, not subject to the call. One, Shields.
All members are present. Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 2781A... I'm sorry, Representative Richardson, I did not hear you. Are you trying to be recognized? We're under a call. Representative Scott, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We request an oral roll call vote.
Representative Scott requests an oral roll call vote. And this will be in reverse alphabetical order. He needs five members to join that request. And request is joined by Representative Minnis, Representative Nelson, Representative Dallum, Representative Crummel, and Representative Wisnet. This will be an oral roll call vote, and we will do this in reverse alphabetical order. Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 2781A should be referred to the Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Oh, I'm sorry. The clerk will call the roll.
Witt. Wisnet. Tomei. Thatcher. Patty Smith. Patty Smith. Greg Smith. Shields. Scott. Schaffler. Rosenbaum. Roblin. Riley. Richardson. Richardson.
No.
Reed. Olson. Nolan. Nelson. Nathanson. Morgan. Minnis. Maurer. McPherson. Lim. Crummel. Krieger. Kotek. Comp. Jensen. Hunt. Holvey. Holvey. Hannah. Greenlick. Gerard. Gilman. Gilliam. Gelzer. Gerard. Galizio. Flores. Esquivel. David Edwards. Chris Edwards. Dingfelder. Dallum. Cowan. Clem. Cannon. Cameron. Butler. Burley. Buckley. Bruin. Boquist. Boone. Bonamici. Byer. Berger. Barnhart. Barker. Mr. Speaker. Voting no. Berger, Boquist, Bruin, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Dallum, Esquivel, Flores, Gerard, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Hannah, Jensen, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nelson, Olson, Richardson, Scott, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Wisnet, excused, Shields.
Thirty ayes, 29 noes. This motion requires a simple majority. The motion to refer House Bill 2781A to the House Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rules is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2785 relating to hydroelectric projects.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2785A. Representative Jensen. And Ways and Means members, as you're coming back in, would you please check in with the desk? Or other, as you're leaving, please check in with the desk.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. House Bill 2785 came out of your Energy and Environment Committee, came out with a 5-2 vote, and colleagues, this is a bill which allows for water conveyance system to provide for the I'll get back and get with you in a second here. The bill provides allows for a water right holder to apply to the Water Resource Department through an expedited application process, as it says, for a certificate to appropriate or to use the water that they have already have, and allow it to go through a generator for electricity purpose, for the purpose of generating electricity prior to its application for the beneficial use which the original water right was granted. It's a very simple process and changes nothing as far as the water. The same amount of water is involved. It is simply getting two uses out of the water that has been previously appropriated. It is limited in terms of the amount of electricity that is generated. It is a good bill. It certainly is compatible and consistent with the idea of more hydro-type power. It's a clean power, and I urge your I vote. Good bill should pass, which is what I should have said to start with and set down.
Further discussion? Seeing no one in the queue, Representative Jensen, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Chomey, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Gelster, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Barker, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Nolan, votes aye. All members have voted. House Bill 2785A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2901, relating to public funds and appropriating money.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2901A. Representative Butler. Representative Schaffler, are you in the queue for... Okay. Representative Butler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 2901A comes on a unanimous vote from the House Committee on Business and Labor. It actually represents the culmination of rather significant amounts of work through our County Treasurers Association as well as the Oregon banking community in this past interim. It comes as a result of some requests from the banking community and the county treasurers over concerns expressed last session about the collateralization of public funds in Oregon. This House bill, each bank is provided where if they are receiving public funds for deposit, that they must put up collateral for any funds, and then those funds must be covered by that collateral in excess of any of the deposit insurance amounts, which may be a multiple of a few FDIC $100,000 limits. The bank puts up 25% of the total public funds deposited by that into that bank at any one time. In this, the form of securities that are put up are typically pledges, and the collateral is held by a custodian and then is overseen in a managed pool. Now, as you can imagine, that during tax time in October, there are some short periods of times when thousands or even millions of dollars flow in to one bank, a depository bank, and the 25% rule may leave these on a daily basis, these amounts unsecured because of these wild fluctuations. There's rather significant amounts of paperwork that are required currently under the law, both by the bank, the custodian, the pool manager, as well as by local government, to make certain that there's careful monitoring of the inflow and the outflow of the deposits, as well as the security that's placed in by the banks at any one time. The current law also provides that if if there is a default because of these wild fluctuations in deposits, that local government officials may be held liable for any shortfall. So House Bill 2901A replaces this cumbersome collateralization system with what might be called a virtual collateral system or a virtual collateral pool. It basically is modern after a law in Washington State, which has worked well for the past number of years, wherein each participating bank pledges collateral to its custodian, and the money is then held on a pro rata basis for all banks to the collateralized pool. Under House Bill 2901, public funds deposited will be more secure, more public officials will have better protection against liability and in the event of any bank failures. The mechanics, and I could go through the mechanics are long and numerous, but suffice it to say that each bank is now required to pledge collateral to the maximum liability. This can be adjusted with the pool manager, and all banks share in some degree of risk as the money is overseen and through this collateral mechanization. There are some off-ramps for the treasurer. The treasurer has some noted, actually this bill involves the state treasurer in this local pool. And I did want to say that while there is a fiscal produced for our examination, it also provides that the treasurer may charge back to the bank depositories for any reasonable expenses which may be incurred in connection with this regulatory function. So this is, again, as I say, a work group effort and bill that came forward as a result of the concerns of all 36 county treasurers in the association, and it's an excellent opportunity for us to move into the 21st century. Thank you. I would appreciate your aye vote.
Further discussion, Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just before I speak to the bill, I just want to say we're fortunate to have our friend from southeastern Oregon here. He possesses a wealth of knowledge on banking and financing and accounting, and I appreciate him bringing this to our attention and carrying that on this on the floor, and all questions should go to him. But this did come out of how, to the bill, Madam Speaker, please.
To the bill.
This did come out of the Business and Labor Committee. There was no opposition. My county treasurer came down and testified in favor of it. It's a good bill, and I urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Butler, do you wish to close?
Madam Speaker, only in this. I had asked my wife when I realized that I would be carrying this bill 2 weeks ago, I'd asked my wife to please help me get some speaking notes together on it of all of the good work. It is a 20-plus page bill. She says, stand up and say it's a good bill, should pass, and it's my birthday. But I'm already well into my next year, so I would just ask for your aye vote as a belated birthday present. Thank you.
Well, happy end birthday to you, Representative. And the question now, those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Merkley votes aye. All members have voted. House Bill 2901A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2946, relating to healthcare delivery system pilot programs.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2946A. Representative Maurer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. House Bill 2946A comes to you out of the Health Care Committee, unanimous vote, with the exception of Representative Richardson, who was excused that day.
This bill directs Department of Human Services to seek a waiver from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to operate a demonstration project to test alternative health care delivery systems. What this primarily is about is the CHAMP program, or the Computer Health Access Medical Practice. And this uses teams of health care providers to care for more people through support technology. The goals of CHAMP are to reduce cost, enhance outcome quality, test customer service experience, and to test the utility of decision support software. Additionally, the study will compare against standard practices, determine optimal composition of the teams, and determine the size of patient panels. And to address some concerns that have been voiced, the scope of this bill is intended to be limited to acute primary care, not intended to include long-term care or residential care services. This is a good bill and should pass.
Further discussion? Seeing no one, Representative Maurer, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. All members have voted. House Bill 2946A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3119, related to county clerks.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3119A. Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 3119A. Amended. This is an important matter. The real property records of Oregon are a hub to Oregon's economy and tax system and our history. The importance of public real property records is so vital to our local economies that closure for even a short period of time can cause great hardship and confusion within our economy and our society. House Bill 3119 would prohibit clerks from redacting information from already recorded documents and from refusing to record an instrument because it has extraneous information on it. It would also immunize clerks from liability for recording instruments and extraneous information. This is a good bill, should pass.
Further discussion? Seeing no one in the queue, Representative Cameron, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. All members have voted. House Bill 3119A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3188, relating to State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3188A. Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill comes from your Committee on Agricultural and Natural... Wait. Actually, it comes from Ways and Means. 3188 is a bill that allows for collection of fees to cover the costs of exploration and drilling. It also does some other things that are very important. The first one is that it describes and gives a definition of an exploratory well and a well that is actually a production well, so that they will be handled differently. This came about, the need for this came about when drilling in Coos County for coal bed methane happened the last couple of years ago. Great opportunity for our area. And the issue was that the fees that were there had been not changed for many, many years, and the stuff that they needed to do and what the company wanted them to do, in fact, the companies involved helped write this bill so that they could actually pay their own way as they were going and set this structure so that they could get the inspectors and the people there at the times that they needed them. It's a great bill. The exploration is going forward. It looks like there's an enormous amount of coal bed methane underneath Coos County. We're looking forward to that exploration. The companies that have been doing exploration in Oregon have been very environmental friendly and positive in working with our Department of Geology. These rules clarify it, and the rate structure helps them pay their own way and have the work done that's needed by the Department of Geology. Good bill, should pass. Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Roblin, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Representative Richardson requests an oral roll call vote. He is joined by Representative Dallum, Representative Morgan, Representative Gilman, Representative Scott, and Representative Greg Smith. Representative Barnhart requests a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Holvey, Representative Greenlick, Representative Roblin, Representative Reed, and Representative Buckley. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Beyer Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Burley Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder Chris Edwards David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio Gerard Gilzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel Lim, McPherson Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Beyer, Burley, Clem, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, Galizio, Gerard, Jensen, Crummel, McPherson, Nolan, Wisnet, excuse, not subject to the call, 1, Shields.
All members subject to the call are present. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye as their names are called, and those opposed no, the clerk will call the roll. And this roll call will be in alphabetical order.
Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Gerard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Sherrod. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson changes his vote from aye to no. Representative Minnis, you're in the queue. Representative Minnis changes her vote from aye to no.
Hold on, that's number 12 for a no. And that brings in number 12 no, and then 47 ayes. I'll read the no's back.
Representative Nelson, you are in the queue. Do you wish to be recognized?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to change my vote from aye to nay.
Representative Nelson changes her vote from aye to no.
Voting no. Dallum. Flores. Hannah. Jensen. Crummel. Minnis. Morgan. Nelson. Olson. Richardson. Scott. Thatcher. Wisnet. Excused. 1. Shields.
The result is 46 ayes, 13 noes, and 1 excused. House Bill 3188A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3362, relating to workers' compensation coverage for home care workers.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3362. Representative Holvey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move House Bill 3362 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of business of special committee reports on Wednesday, May 2nd, 2007.
Representative Holby moves that House Bill 3362 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of special committee reports on Wednesday, May 2, 2007. The debate is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of the bill. To your motion, Representative Holby.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm still working on my speech, and I'd like to move it till tomorrow.
Further discussion? Seeing no one in the queue, Representative Holby, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
All those of the opinion that House Bill 3362 should be made a special order of business on May 2, 2007 will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Chris Edwards, how do you vote? Representative Chris Edwards? Is votes aye. Representative Barker votes aye. Representative Riley votes aye. Representative Maurer, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? He's excused for business of the House. All members have voted. The motion to make House Bill 3362 a special order of business on May 2, 2007 has received the required majority, and motion is passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3406 relating to peace officers.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3406. Representative Holby.
I move House Bill 3406 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of business of special committee reports on Wednesday, May 2, 2007.
Representative Holby moves that House Bill 3406 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of business of special committee reports on May 2, 2007. And Representative, on debate on this motion, too, is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of the bill. Representative Holby, to your motion.
Madam Speaker, I have the same problem with this bill and would really like the extra time. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing no one, Representative Holby, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 3406 should be made a special order of business on May 2, 2007 will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Minnis, how do you vote? Representative Minnis, off the floor. Representative Patty Smith, how do you vote? Off the floor. Representative Garrard, how do you vote? Excused for House business. All members have voted. The motion to make House Bill 3406 a special order of business on May 2, 2007, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3442, relating to definition of police officer.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3442A. Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Honorable colleagues, I bring you today a short and to-the-point bill from your Judiciary Committee with unanimous vote. We need to add law enforcement officers employed by a county service district established under ORS 451410 to 451610 to the definition of police officers as outlined in ORS 809.395. Sun River Owners Association in 2002 established a service district for law enforcement and fire protection. All Sun River police officers receive full training at DPSST and are fully qualified police officers. Black Butte Ranch Homeowners Association also has a law enforcement service district. You may be familiar with fire districts, but not law enforcement. These are the only two in the state of Oregon at this time. So, Madam Speaker and colleagues, I would urge you to vote for this bill today. Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Greenlick.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A question to the carrier.
Question to the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes, ma'am.
He does.
Does this have anything to do with mosquitoes?
No, sir. But we would appreciate your support, the representative's support with our mosquito problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further discussion? Representative Wisnant, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Patty Smith, how do you vote? Representative Patty Smith, off the floor. Representative Thatcher, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Representative McPherson, how do you vote? Excused for business of the House. And all members have voted. House Bill 3442A, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3466, relating to conservation districts.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3466. Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill comes to you from your Rules, Ethics, and Elections Committee. It passed unanimously with one person absent. The bill came to us really at the behest of soil, water, and conservation districts because the current law, when you have a write-in vote, it requires the county clerks to count up all those ballots, and then once the write-in person has been successfully elected, they have to go find that that person really meets the qualifications. And in a number of cases around the state, we've spent thousands of dollars counting these votes, and then the person who was elected was not eligible to hold the office, and it put the whole Soil Water Conservation District into a bind of deciding how to replace that person who should never have been elected. So what it asks is that the only time we're going to count the votes is when there is a qualified person who comes and lets people, the clerk, know ahead of time that they have met the qualifications and so on. There are a couple things that we really need to fix on this bill over in the Senate. A discussion needs to happen on how long, the 25 days, another discussion on a couple other things, and we in the committee had all agreed that we would work towards that when we got it to the Senate and get that bill in correct way before we moved it on. But the issue was, do we want to continue to have elections in which people get write-ins who are not qualified to hold the office and then go through the whole process and have our county clerks take the time and effort that we think is not a good use of public money. So I would appreciate your support. I stand here before you saying I will work this bill when it gets to the Senate if anybody has any concerns on it at all to make sure that those amendments get made. We had some great testimony from the Soil and Water District people saying this is an important thing to help make this work better for them. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing no one, Representative Roblin, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Esquivel, how do you vote? He votes aye. Representative Patty Smith, how do you vote? Off the floor. All members have voted. House Bill 3466, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3494, relating to State Department of Agriculture.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3494. A. Representative Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good bill should pass. Happy to answer your questions.
Further discussion, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, this bill would have really helped had it been in place when we were faced with the salmon disaster funding. So, like he said, good bill should pass.
Further discussion? Representative Boquist does not wish to close. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Gelster, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Cameron, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Wisnant, how do you vote? Votes aye. And Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 3494A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2036, relating to group registration plates.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2036. Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. May I request permission to use a visual aid?
Representative Buckley requests permission to use a visual aid. Is there objection? Seeing none, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, the Department of Transportation provides the opportunity for organizations to create unique vehicle registration plates. 31 group plates currently exist with the purpose of raising funds for a particular organization. House Bill 2036 creates a new group plate that will contain the image of Smokey Bear along with words that promote the prevention of wildfires. The plate will look like this. It's a great image of Smokey. The ability to add Smokey Bear's image and Keep Oregon Green's message on Oregon's standard tree and mountain license plate is a natural partnership. It will remind everyone about Oregon's commitment to wildfire prevention. In addition to placing an important prevention message before the public on the license plates, revenue from the license surcharge will allow the Keep Oregon Green Association to further expand its outreach efforts through public education and children's activities. If all this prevention emphasis resulted in just one less large fire, the beneficial effects in dollars and resources saved will be tremendous. Smokey Bear is loved universally and has no political agenda. His only mission is to prevent unwanted human-caused wildfires. His message and his legacy are passed from generation to generation. His fame is carried on by people who believe in his mission. I ask you for your vote. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further discussion, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This bill came up to the bill. This bill came up last session, and Smokey has not aged one iota since last session. He looks exactly the same. It's the same bear we all know and love from our childhood. And anybody, and seriously speaking, anybody who lives in a forested area or even loves a forested area should support this bill and wear this little bear on their car and support keeping Oregon green. Thanks very much.
Further discussion? Representative Wisden, are you no longer wishing to speak? Further discussion? Representative Patty Smith.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. To the bill?
To the bill.
I brought this bill last session, and I applaud the chairs for doing this. During the summer, I had the opportunity to go places, and Smokey Bear was always there, and he was the biggest hit of all. So I urge you to support this bill, and I think it's a great cause. So anything we can do to prevent forest fires is great on my...
Further discussion? Representative Boquist.
Question of the carrier, Madam Speaker.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes, I do.
He does.
And I apologize for not bringing up this question earlier, but I know with your educational background and your expertise in smoking the bear, you'll be able to answer this question for the entire body. Which is the native state of Smokey the Bear? And to help you out, Oregon, Washington, California, or New Mexico? Again, which is the native home state of Smokey the Bear?
I'll take Smokey Bear for $500. I'm going to go with New Mexico, Representative.
To the bill, Madam Speaker?
To the bill.
Good bill, should pass, and New Mexico is the correct answer.
Further discussion, Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have a question of the carrier, please.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
He does.
Thank you. Thank you. Yesterday we heard a bill in transportation, and I'm wondering if you can answer whether or not that bill conflicts with the ability of agencies to raise money through specialty plates. The bill we heard in transportation yesterday would take the revenue from specialty plates and apply them to rail service. Can you comment on that, please?
Thank you, Representative. Hold just 1 second.
Stand at ease.
Representative, I've been informed the money that's proposed to go to the rail system is from customized plates, not from group plates. This is a group plate with the revenue that's brought in will go to the Keep Oregon Green organization.
Follow-up.
Follow-up question. Does the carrier yield?
No. To the bill. I'm sorry.
Oh, to the bill.
Thank you to the carrier for that clarification. I just thought we shouldn't be in conflict and wanted to make sure we were not.
Further discussion, Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes, I do.
He does.
Thank you. Which member of the legislative committee or the floor here, members, is a member of the Keep Oregon Green Committee?
Representative, I do not know. Can you? It's the questioner is a member of the Keep Oregon Green. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing no one further in the queue, Representative Buckley, do you wish to close?
Just briefly, Madam Speaker, to remind you that only you can prevent forest fires. Thank you.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Gelster, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Riley, how do you vote? Votes aye. All members have voted. House Bill 2036, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2853, relating to adverse possession.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2853. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This may just be the shortest bill you get to vote on all session. This bill came out of the Judiciary Committee with a unanimous vote. It is supported by the short line railroads in the state. It's very similar to a bill that we passed not too long ago that prevents adverse possession of schoolyards and school property. This prevents adverse possession of railroad right-of-ways and would apply in situations where adjoining landowners have built fences on railroad right-of-ways and that kind of thing, and prevent those adjoining landowners from claiming the right-of-ways by adverse possession. An important bill to make sure that our short line railroads remain viable and accessible, and I urge your aye vote.
For further discussion, seeing none, Representative Morgan does not wish to close. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Merkley, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Dallum, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2853, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2908, relating to uninsured motorist coverage.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2908. Representative Bonamici.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I move House Bill 2908 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon session. Do we have an afternoon session? No, immediate. I have the wrong.
Representative Bonamici, would you restate your motion, please?
I move House Bill 2908 be made a special order of business tomorrow. Can't do that. Oh, we have immediately following reconvening of this afternoon session.
Representative Bonamici moves that House Bill 2908 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon session. Colleagues, debate is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of the bill. Representative Bonamici, to your motion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Sorry about the confusion. This is one of a couple of overlapping bills from Judiciary and Consumer Protection. I'm still kind of working on sorting out the issues, and I'd prefer a little more time. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Cameron.
Madam Speaker, to the motion.
To the motion.
Due to the timing of some subcommittee meetings that are going to be outside the building, I may not be here this afternoon to cast a vote on House Bill 2908. I can't even read it that far. So I would ask that we would have our vote now, or that the rules would be suspended and I would be allowed to explain my no vote in committee.
Representative Cameron requests that the Representative Cameron, we're not totally clear on what it is you're asking. Are you speaking against this
motion? Against the motion that we would consider this bill now.
Okay. Further discussion. Seeing none, Representative Bonamici, do you wish to close?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Representative Barnhart asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representatives Tomei, Representative Roblin, Representative Greenlich, Representative Holby, and Representative Richardson. Doorkeepers will bar the doors. The Sergeant at Arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Clem Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Dingfelder Chris Edwards. David Edwards. David Edward Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Galizio Garrard. Garrard Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlich. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Jensen Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. McPherson Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Tomei Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Burley. Clem. Dingfelder. Galizio. Garrard. Jensen. McPherson. Nolan. Excuse, not subject to the call. One, Shields.
Representative Barnhart, are you seeking to be recognized? Just a moment, please. Representative Barnhart?
Madam Speaker, I would ask that we dispense with further proceedings under the call.
Representative Barnhart requests that we dispense with further proceedings under the call. And is there objection? Seeing none. So ordered. The motion to suspend further proceedings under the call will not lift the call. It will just cause us to stop seeking absent members. And Representative Wisnet, you are in the queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I kindly request all roll call of the body on this matter.
Before we take that motion, Representative Wisnant requests an oral roll call vote. He is joined by Representative Gilman, Representative Dallum, Representative Hanna, Representative Gerard, and Representative Scott. Members, this roll call vote will be, members will stand at ease for one moment. Yes. Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 2908 should be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon's floor session will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will call the roll, and members, this roll call vote will be in reverse alphabetical order.
Witt. Wisnet. Tomei. Thatcher. Patty Smith. Greg Smith. Shields. Scott. Schaffler. Rosenbaum.
Yes, aye.
Roblin.
Aye.
Riley. Richardson. Reed.
Aye.
Olson.
Nolan.
Nelson. Nathanson. Morgan. Minnis. Maurer. McPherson. Lim. Crummel. Krieger? Kotek? Comp? Jensen? Jensen? How do you vote? Hunt? Holvey? Hannah? Greenlick. Gerard. Gilman. Gilliam. Gelser. Gerard. Galizio. Flores. Esquivel. David Edwards. Chris Edwards. Dingfelder. Dallum. Cowan. Clem. Cannon. Cameron. Butler. Burley. Buckley. Bruin. Boquist. Boone. Bonamici. Byer. Berger. Barnhart. Barker. Mr. Speaker. Voting no. Berger. Boquist. Bruin. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Dallum. Esquivel. Flores. Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Hannah, Jensen, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nelson, Olson, Richardson, Scott, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Wisnet, Excused. Shields. Excused for business of the House. Garrard. Nolan.
The vote is 29 ayes, 28 no, 2 excused for business of the House, and 1 member excused. The motion carries. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3534 relating to Hatchery Research Center at Fall Creek.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3534. Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, nearly every week here on the House floor, we honor an Oregonian for their contribution to their community and to our state of Oregon. Seldom do we personally know that person. We all vote yes, and really, how could we do otherwise? I always ask myself, why do we wait until they are dead? Wouldn't it be better to acknowledge your contribution to Oregon while they're still here with us? I'd prefer to shake their hand, give them a hug, and thank them personally. Lindsey Ball spent 20 years plus serving the Oregon State Police as a member, eventually heading up the Fish and Wildlife Division there. During that time, he was a victim of an assault by 4 young thugs where his head was caved in with a tire iron when he was left for dead, and they actually tried to shoot him with his own revolver. Fortunately, they missed, but they didn't know they missed because there was so much blood on the back of his head at the time. In 2001, he was appointed to be the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and at that time, the department was in total disarray. In 2 years, a turnaround took place in that agency that no one could believe could have happened in that time. Accountability, in fact, had returned. Oregon had been struggling with the issue of hatchery fish versus wild fish. Was there a difference, and if so, what was causing those differences? And how could we ever figure it out? Lindsey Ball envisioned a research hatchery on Fall Creek. He wanted to see research done to answer questions about wild fish versus hatchery fish. He wanted the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to design a hatchery and emulate the wild fish habitat and for the agency to build it. And he, of course, wanted Oregon State University to be a partner in that effort, which is taking place. He took legislators to then close hatchery and to show us his plan. He convinced not only us, but really most of the fishing organizations here in Oregon. He helped Senator Mesley and Representative Morgan find funding in the tight budget year of 2003. Now it is a reality and is already starting to provide us with good science on which to base hatchery management. Before filing the bill, I asked Trip Trehune from the governor's office if Governor Kilingoski would agree to naming the hatchery after Lindsay. The answer was yes, it's a great idea. I'm going to ask for your vote for House Bill 3534. It's good for Oregon. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Schaffler. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Schaffler, if you could just wait a moment. We have a co-carrier on this bill, and I apologize. Representative Morgan.
Madam Speaker, I would wish to defer until the closing, if that would be possible.
Yes, that would be fine. Thank you, Representative. And further discussion, Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. To the bill, please.
To the bill.
And I agree with my friend from Gold Beach, the idea of honoring people while they're still alive and healthy rather than wait until they're dead. But I met Mr. Ball when I was on the Water Committee in 03, and he and his staff helped me wade through a lot of complex fish and wildlife issues, and I think he's just a perfect example of a person who comes from rank and file and works their way up into their bureaucracy, yet not forgetting where he came from and trying to solve complex problems with that down-to-earth perspective. And I can assure you, we need a lot more of that in government, and I strongly urge you your aye vote on this bill. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, Representative Butler.
Thank you. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
I do.
He does.
Representative, I just wanted to make sure that the water in Fall Creek isn't one of those streams that runs out of water from a periodic drought, or that it runs so low on water from time to time that they haven't been able to keep all of the hatchery raceways with water in them.
I believe that the engineers, when they engineered the capacity of the hatchery, took into consideration the available water, and I believe it's actually a part of it is plumb, that they can recirculate part of the water and use it more than once. That's my understanding.
Follow-up question.
Additional question, does the carrier yield?
Yes, I do.
He does.
And relative to the water quality, have we ever had any water quality issues with regard to disease or pathogens that you may know about relative to Fall Creek?
Thank you. Not specifically, but I do know that pathogens can appear in any river and hatchery naturally. And we do have technology today that's available to counter those things. It includes chemically treating the water, changing the fish densities, changing the feeding patterns, and also in some instances they can control water temperature to help alleviate the problem.
To the bill.
To the bill.
Thank you, colleagues. The reason that I ask these questions is I'd sure hate to name a fish hatchery and a fish research facility after a good man like Lindsey Ball and then have serious problems in trying to keep it open and eventually end up with some terrible disease that we're killing off trout and salmon and so forth in this state, and have it coming from a fish hatchery that was named after a man of the caliber and character that we honor today. So that's the reason for my question. Thank you very much.
Further discussion? Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to also lend my voice in support of House Bill 3534. Director Ball is the kind of Oregonian that we can all be proud of, and he's the kind of public servant that epitomizes the level of public service that Oregonians deserve. I first got to know Director Ball when he was head of the State Police Fish and Game Division. He moved on to become the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, took over that agency in a very troubled time in its history, and restored it to fiscal integrity and restored a focus on a mission of stewardship of fish and wildlife resources in the state. During his time at the agency, he helped develop the concept for the research hatchery in Fall Creek. The idea behind the research hatchery was to try to use the state's hatchery system to restore runs of endangered fish, because this was essentially the biological repository of all the DNA material of those fish runs. And so if you get a chance to go out to the Fall Creek hatchery and take a look at the experiments that are going on out there in raceways that actually look like natural stream beds, this is a world-renowned preeminent hatchery, and it's the only hatchery in the world that's doing this kind of research on rivers, West Coast rivers. So it's a definite feather in Oregon's hat and a definite feather in the hat of trying to restore natural fish runs. Director Ball has gone on to work as the director of the Department of Administrative Services, and he's continued the quality of service that he's shown throughout his career, searching for solutions, doing his job with great integrity. Naming the research hatchery after him would be a fitting tribute to a great career, and I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion, Representative Krieger, do you wish to close?
When we had the bill in committee, Lindsey Ball's mother and sister were in the back of the room. His mother, of course, is quite elderly. And it was really a pleasure to see the gratitude and what she felt for seeing her son maybe going to be recognized. It was a good thing to see. And when Lindsey first learned about the bill, he had come into my office and sat down next to my wife and put the bill down. He says, "What's this?" You know, he loved it, but he's a humble man. And I think he was somewhat embarrassed. So let's embarrass him the rest of the way. Please vote yes.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Roblin, how do you vote?
Aye.
Votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Nolan, excused for business of the House. House Bill 3534, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5028, relating to the Financial Administration of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5028. Representative David Edwards.
Madam Speaker, I move House Bill 5028 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon session.
Representative Edwards moves that House Bill 5028 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon session. The debate on this is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would simply like to move this bill to the afternoon session as a courtesy to those serving on Ways and Means. This timing would give the Ways and Means members an opportunity to vote.
Further discussion, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just a point of clarification, do we not already have a motion for immediately after we reconvene?
Representative, these bills will be put in the order that the motions have been placed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Wisnant asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Scott, Representative Nelson, Representative Hanna, Representative Flores, and Representative Dallum. Doorkeepers will bar the doors. The Sergeant-at-Arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Boquist-Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Girard, Greenlick, Hanna, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei Wisnett, Witt. Mr. Speaker, not answering, Boquist,
Excuse, not subject to the call. One, Shields.
All members are present. And members, this will be a... Yes. Representative Wisnett has requested an oral roll call vote. He is joined by Representative Dallum, Representative Flores, Representative Thatcher, Representative Hanna, and Representative Butler. Members, we will be having an oral roll call vote on this motion, and your names will be called in alphabetical order this time. Those who are of the opinion that House Bill 5028 be made a special order of business immediately following the reconvening of the afternoon session will vote aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. How do you vote? Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Garrard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. 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 Gerard. Greenlick. Yes. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnett. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Voting no. Excuse, Shields. Voting no. Berger. Boquist. Bruin. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Dallum. Esquivel. Flores. Garrard. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Hanna. Comp. Crummel. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nelson. Olson. Richardson. Scott, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Wisnett.
Yeah, comp is a no.
Comp is an aye.
The vote is 33 aye, 26 no, and 1 excused, and the motion carries. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5030, Relating to Financial Administration, State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5030. Representative Barnhart.
Madam Speaker, I move House Bill 5030 be made a special order of business immediately following the reconvening of this afternoon's session.
Representative Barnhart moves that House Bill 5030 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening of this afternoon's session. Debate is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of this bill. To your motion.
Madam Speaker, I believe it will be more convenient for the House to hear this bill this afternoon.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the motion should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Tomei, how do you vote? Representative Tomei, are you on the floor? Off the floor. Representative Nolan, how do you vote? Representative Nolan votes aye. Representative Kremel, how do you vote? No. Representative Kremel votes no. All members have voted. The motion to make House Bill 5030 a special order of business immediately following the reconvening of the afternoon floor session has received the required majority and is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2273, Relating to Science and Declaring an Emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading. Representative Richardson, you are in both queues. For what purpose do you rise?
Rise to make a motion that we adjourn, since it looks like we're just moving bill by bill to this afternoon. If that would be convenient for the body, then we're willing to go ahead and adjourn.
Representative, your motion is out of order. You cannot speak to the motion. It is out of order to speak to your motion.
Is it out of order to make the motion or just speaking to the motion?
Just a moment. Representative, a motion to adjourn is not a debatable motion, so it is out of order to speak to it. You may make the motion.
Speaker, move to adjourn.
Representative Richardson moves to adjourn, and there is a Representative Barnhart asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Beyer, Representative Holvey, Representative Buckley, Representative David Edwards, and Representative Witt. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant at arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Boquist Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gelzer Gilliam. Gilliam Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Maurer Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Roblin Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Gelzer. Gilliam. Roblin. Excused, not subject to the call. One, Shields.
All members are present, and members, those we're voting on a motion to adjourn. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. Clerk will open the voting system. Representative Boone, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Scott, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Votes aye. Motion to adjourn, not having... Representative Kotek, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I've had continuous problems with my button. No lie here. I had pressed the no. The green is stuck in, so it's been going back and forth.
Representative Kotek, how do you vote?
No.
Representative Kotek votes no.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Motion to adjourn, not having received the required majority, is declared failed. Clerk will read the next bill. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a moment. Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2273A. Representative Burley, you were in the regular queue. Representative Burley, you are now in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for helping me figure out which button is which here. I'd like to move that the House recess until 4 p.m. today.
House will stand at ease. Okay. This is not a debatable motion. Representative Burley has moved that the House stand in recess until 4 p.m. today. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Chair is in doubt. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Schaffler votes no. Representative Kotek, you're in the privilege queue. How do you vote? Are you in the privilege queue in order to vote?
Madam Speaker, I just want to make sure it's a no. I'm still having trouble.
Thank you. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Merkley, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Richardson votes aye. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Representative Flores, are you on the floor? Off the floor. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Votes aye. The motion to recess until 4 p.m., not having received the required majority, is declared failed. So, members, we're returning to where we were. The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2273A. Representative David Edwards. Oh, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move House Bill 2273 be made a special order of business immediately following reconvening in this afternoon's session.
Representative Reed moves that House Bill 2273. Representative Richardson asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representatives Butler, Representative Burley, Representative Gilliam, Representative Thatcher, and Representative Greg Smith. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Here. Barnhart. Here. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Garrard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. McPherson Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Here. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Roblin Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Here. Mr. Speaker, Not answering. McPherson.
He's on the back wall.
Excuse. Not subject to the call. One. Shields.
All members are present. Representative Reed, your motion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is a complicated bill, the subject of a number of work sessions, and I understand from my colleagues in the Republican caucus that a representative from the Department of Transportation will be visiting their camp at their caucus to discuss the details of the bill, and I wanted to make sure that they have a chance to consider that before our deliberation.
Further discussion? Representative Reed, do you wish to close? Those who are of the opinion that the motion should be adopted will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Nathanson, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Boone, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Butler, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative McPherson is... Votes aye. All members have voted. Motion, one moment. Representative Scott, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
You're too quick, Madam Speaker. I'll wait until the vote's declared.
Oh, okay. We'll wait until we've announced the vote. House Bill 2273A, having received the required majority, has made a special order of business immediately following the reconvening of this afternoon's floor session. And now, Representative Scott, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request a recess for a purposes of a Republican caucus.
Representative Scott requests unanimous consent. Representative Scott moves that he be granted a recess for purposes of a Republican caucus. Representative Scott, for how long?
About 10 minutes.
Representative Hunt? House will stand at ease. Representative Hunt.
Madam Speaker, we both have caucuses scheduled at noon. I suggest we oppose this motion and go forward with the business we have, and then caucus as planned at noon, both caucuses.
House will stand at ease. Seeing no further discussion. And it's not debatable anyway. So on the motion for recess for purposes of a caucus, all in favor will vote aye, and all opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Witt, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Butler, how do you vote? Representative Butler, are you on the floor? Off the floor. Representative Galizio, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Burley, how do you vote? Representative Burley votes aye. Representative Nathanson, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Hanna, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Votes no. Oh, Representative Clem, you were off the floor. Representative Comp, how do you vote? Votes no. Representative Greenlick, how do you vote? Votes no, and Representative Boone votes no. All members have, and Representative Boquist votes aye. Representative Nolan votes no. The motion to recess for 10 minutes has received the required majority. We are in recess for 10 minutes. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barker Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Beyer Bonamici. Bonamici Boone. Boone Boquist. Boquist Bruin. Buckley. Buckley Burley, Burley Butler, Butler Cameron, Cameron Cannon, Cannon Clem, Cowan, Cowan Dallum, Dingfelder, Dingfelder Chris Edwards, Chris Edwards David Edwards, Esquivel, Esquivel Flores, Flores Galizio, Garrard, Garrard Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gilman Gerard, Greenlick, Greenlick Hannah, Hannah Holvey, Holvey Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Comp Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, Lim McPherson, McPherson Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nathanson Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Olson Reed, Richardson, Richardson Riley, Riley Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Schaffler Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Patty Smith Thatcher, Tomei, Tomei Wisnett, Witt, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Barker, Beyer, Boone, Boquist, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Garrard, Gilman, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Comp, Lim, McPherson, Nathanson, Richardson, Schaffler, Patty Smith, Tomei, Witt.
quorum is present. When we recessed, we were under the order of third reading of House bills. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2950 relating to Port Commissioner training.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2950. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, this bill came at the request of the Ports Association. The ports are trying to increase the professionalism of their industry by increasing accountability and the effectiveness of their elected commissioners. It's not in response to one problem, per se, but it's simply to ensure that elected commissioners are fully informed regarding their duties and responsibilities. Special Districts Association also supports this. Oregon has 23 public port districts authorized and empowered under ORS 777 and ORS 778, and of the 23, all but two have locally elected port commissioners. The Port of Portland, Ports of Portland, and Coos Bay commissioners are appointed by the governors. Port commissioners typically serve a four-year term, and there are currently no training requirements for elected port commissioners. The association provides, Special Districts Association does provide training for them free of charge, and it's board-specific training. This is an effort to increase their professionalism, and there's no known opposition to the bill. I encourage your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Richardson.
Madam Chair, there is one person, at least, who opposes this bill, and that is myself. Not because...
Representative, are you speaking to the bill?
Yes, to the bill.
To the bill.
Although this bill seems very simple, why not train people when they're elected? Think of what the precedent is, because what we're really saying is we have the right to run in a democracy. We have a right to win, but now there's going to be law that would say, well, if you do win, before you can serve, you have to go through a day's worth of training. And who's going to determine what that training is? Well, somebody is. What about the legislature? Shouldn't we, when we get elected, have to go through training to make sure that we could serve appropriately? And so you can see that this is an infringement on the basis of democracy when the government starts saying you will not serve if you are elected until you are appropriately trained. And since it's a bad precedent, it's going the wrong direction. Even though for people that run for the port, they may especially need training, I'm not sure, but it's not good to have the government require that there be training for a person who's elected by the people to serve. So I think we should vote no on this.
Further discussion? Seeing no one in the queue, Representative Boone, do you wish to close?
Just briefly, Madam Chair. Currently, the Special Districts Association does offer voluntary commissioner training sessions about three times a year at their annual conference and in various locations around the state. And as I said, they do also offer board-specific training under special circumstances, usually with a sharing of the costs with the jurisdiction. And typically there's a gap of about 3 months between when they're elected and when they're sworn into office, so there should be no problem to meet the training requirements of the bill. I would appreciate a yes vote on this to help your port commissioners be fully trained and professional. Thank you.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Tomei, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Barker?
No.
Votes no. Representative Olson? Votes no. Representative Cowan, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2950, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3445, related to service districts, to declare an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3445A. Representative Wisnant.
Speaker, colleagues, today I bring you House Bill 3445A from your House Judiciary Committee with a unanimous vote out of committee. In 2002, Sun River Service District was established. And as I talked to you in the previous bill, these officers in Sun River have been through DPSS training and are qualified police officers now that if we pass the bill through the Senate. Most of the roads within the service district are owned by the Sun River Owners Association. Currently, these privately owned roads do not fall within the vehicle code's definitions of highways. The authority to stop vehicles for minor violations of the motor vehicle code, for example, speeding, failure to signal a turn, and equipment violations is a major tool for law enforcement in maintaining public safety in Sun River. That's why we're bringing this bill. Recently, the district ceased stopping making traffic stops for Oregon vehicle code violations that apply only to highways because of this uncertainty. That change in enforcement has received widespread publicity, which has unfortunately affected Sun River's reputation as a safe vacation designation. Sun River is unique and is more than a residential community. House Bill 3445-2 allows full Oregon vehicle code enforcement in a manner that preserves the community's ownership, regulation, and maintenance responsibilities over its roads. This is narrowly crafted to apply only to two Oregon communities that have service districts, as I explained previously, for the purpose of monitoring law enforcement. This is in Sun River and Black Butte Ranch. Hundreds of Sun River owners have signed petitions to support this bill, and we've also had a letter of support from the Deschutes County Commissioners and the Black Butte Ranch and the Deschutes County District Attorney. Colleagues, I would ask your support of this bill to be sure that Sun River is safe when you visit it and for all the residents that live there, 1,500 residents and about 10,000 during the summer. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, Representative Greg Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I need to declare a potential conflict of interest.
State your conflict.
Madam Speaker, I have a significant financial interest in a company that owns real estate in one of these service districts.
Representative Greg Smith declares a potential conflict of interest. It will be noted in the record. Representative Barnhart.
Madam Speaker, the Barnhart family owns two lots in the...
Representative Barnhart, did you wish to declare a potential conflict of interest?
I do.
Please state your conflict.
The Barnhart family has a financial interest in Sun River.
Representative Barnhart declares a potential conflict of interest. It will be noted for the record and further discussion. Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
Family owns property in the location.
Representative Scott declares a potential conflict of interest. It is noted for the record. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Wisnant, did you wish to close?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I also own property in Sun River, so I will declare my conflict of interest.
Representative Wisnant declares a potential conflict of interest. It is noted for the record.
And also wanted to assure my representative that this bill does not affect mosquito control. There will be no additional spraying in Sun River for this. And thank you very much for considering this bill and passing. He's not listening.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Riley, how do you vote? Votes aye. All members have voted. House Bill 3445A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Burley, you are in the queue. Did you wish to be recognized? For what purpose do you rise?
Madam Speaker, I request permission to return to the order of courtesies.
Representative Burley requests unanimous consent to return to courtesies. Is there objection? Seeing none, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, thank you. I want to introduce to you today some fourth grade class members from Bear Creek Elementary School in Bend that have arrived in the Capitol. And there are three teachers, Todd Jacobson, Nick Smith, and Katie Colt. They're here today to, of course, take a tour of the Capitol, and fortunately they were able to arrive in time to see our floor session here. So I ask that you extend courtesies and make them welcome in the Capitol today. Welcome.
Welcome to the Capitol. Further courtesies, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I may have missed the opportunity, but Group Leader Susie Dixon has brought the Huntington Elementary School, 3rd grade through the 5th grade, and they were in the gallery earlier. If you see them around the Capitol, please be kind to them.
Welcome to them as well. Members, before I take a recess motion, are there any announcements? Announcements? Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I'm sad to report, as you saw in the Capitol clips today, that Lance Corporal Dell Peterson, 20, was killed. Lance Corporal Dell Peterson, who grew up in Burns, enlisted shortly after he graduated from Redmond High School in 2005. Dale's father said words cannot express how much he loves and misses his son. The two shared a special bond, heading into the wilderness in central and eastern Oregon to hunt and fish together. Dale participated in football, baseball, and wrestling. Dale is survived by his mother, father, three sisters, and his wife. I ask you on behalf of Representative Butler, Representative Gilman, and myself for your thoughts and prayers for his friends and family.
Thank you, Representative. We extend our condolences to the family. Further announcements, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just wanted to announce that today there will be a special meeting and an energy issue brown bag lunch with former State Senator Joan Dukes of the Northwest Power Planning Council, and it's in room 50 from 12 to 1. And bring your lunch and meet with former Senator Dukes, and she will answer questions about and do a brief presentation and answer questions about the Power Planning Council. Thank you.
Further announcements, Representative Hunt.
Democrats will caucus immediately, so please grab your lunch and head up to the caucus room.
Further announcements, Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to announce that the Public Safety Subcommittee of Ways and Means will hold its hearing in this building tonight instead of off-site. The 5:30 hearing will be in this building. We'll get you the exact location as soon as we can nail that down.
Further announcements? Recess motion, Representative Jensen, 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Madam Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Ms. Representative Jensen moves that the House stand in recess until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Without objection, so ordered.